This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
That was Jan Jan with the track Mama Lang Sing. They will be appearing on Sunday 22nd of November at 5 p.m. in another of those great mix-up events, which are a collaboration between the Arts Centre and Multicultural Arts Victoria. This time it's going to be at the Arts Centre Fairfax Studio. There'll be free pre-show public entertainment from 3 p.m. and the main pay-for entertainment commencing 5 p.m.
Shortly we'll have a chat to Daya Singh, but to get us there, let's have a listen what Daya Singh sound like. A track called Environment, The Guru. This is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
Devasarat doedai daya khele sagle jagat pavan guru pani pita mata kare सरात वेदाई दाया केले सगले जगात पवन गुरु पानी पिता पवन गुरु पा Water the father, earth the mother, day and night the two nurses, in whose bosom we enjoy life. Good deeds and bad will be judged, and accordingly some will get closer to the source of all existence, others will drift even further apart. They who contemplate upon the existence of the true source and those nearest and dearest to them will attain emancipation. Pavan Guru Pani Pita Chakaya Puriaya Vachitare Mahadu.
Daya Singh is a renowned world music group, and they base their music on the Sikh spiritual, Punjabi and North Indian origins, while embracing musical influences from many parts of the world. They are also on the programme of the Mix It Up Cross Fusion of Contemporary Indian Sounds at the Arts Centre Fairfax Studio, Sunday the 22nd of November at 5 p.m. And we're very privileged tonight to have...
It was a pleasure to come in, Paul. Simon. Tremendous.
Daya
Singh, I like your names,
us.
Though, Simon and Paul. It's easy to remember.
And we shouldn't forget, Mrs. Singh is with us as well.
That's right.
Daya, you were born in Malaysia into the Sikh traditions of your father, who was, I believe, a missionary from the Punjab.
That's right.
In what way was he an influence on your future musical direction?
Oh, gee, look, I learned my spiritual music lying in his lap from the moment I was born. My father was one of those who used to do a fair amount of riyas, which means practice. The word practice is a very vulgar word, actually. The word riyas sounds much better, which means improving yourself.
Yes.
So when he used to improve himself, I used to be lying in his lap. So from the age of about 5, I started sitting with him and just humming the melodies. I could barely speak. But I picked up my ragas, which is the Indian classical music,
right,
from the age of about 5, when I started humming them. And he encouraged me. He used to make me sit by him when he used to do his sermons. If I can explain, Sikh sermons are actually musical.
Right.
The mainstay of our faith is music. Our scriptures are written in music.
Yeah.
So our music goes back at least 500 years, which means that's how old the faith is.
Mm.
So music is a very integral part of our spirituality. The best form of meditation is considered to be singing.
Right. Right.
So that is where I picked up the basics of our spiritual music. And I guess the culmination of it is something like what you've just heard. And
it's quite beautiful.
It's lovely to hear myself, actually, because normally I don't listen to my own CDs. But that, for example, that's about the environment.
It was. Yes,
that
yes.
particular piece is about the importance of the environment, and that the environment is our guru. Our teacher is the environment.
Right.
So that's where it all started, actually, in Malaysia.
But does that reflect the environment? Do you pick on that because it's a current phenomenon, or is that... Would it go back to hundreds of years?
The hymn was written 500 years ago.
So that's not a new...
No.
They were worried about global warming then, weren't they?
Well, it was. Actually, amazingly enough, that's why it said that the environment is the guru, that if you can look upon the environment as your teacher, then you need to look after it.
Yes.
And then the next line says, water is the father.
Yes.
That's the sort of primordial message for us to say, look, water is very, very important to life. You need to be able to look after it like you would look after your own parents, earth, the mother. So it's obviously those are current topics, but it's something which goes back 500 years.
Right.
Yeah.
On completion of your schooling in Malaysia, you spent about 11 years in the UK, I believe. Was that in Southall, where I believe the largest Sikh temple outside of India is located?
Yes, it was Southall, actually. I went there to do accountancy, and I must tell you that I'm a very badly failed accountant. I hated what I was doing, but the good thing about going to England was that there were limitations. There was Sikh music, but I was not open to other kinds of Indian music, like ghazal singing and qawwali singing. The great thing about Southall was that all the great artists of today, or rather yesteryear, like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, they used to come there regularly and do programs. And a lot of my friends were those who were into ghazal singing, which is semi-classical singing in North India. And I started singing the ghazal style of singing in Southall. Wow. So that was a further development of my music rather than my accountancy.
Right.
So
we're happy about that.
So it was a great influence on your musical.
It was. And I was able to actually take that into our spiritual music, which has given us the edge because on the one hand, it created controversy amongst my own community that it's sacrilege to bring in other forms of music.
Yes.
But I had very good legs to stand on in the sense that our guru actually had a Muslim and a Hindu companion when he did his singing. So I was able to tell them, look, this is nothing new. What's wrong if I now have white Anglo-Saxon musicians with me? Because I'm merely following the footsteps of my guru. So this created a fair amount of debate within the Sikh community in the world because I was about the first one who had done this sort of thing where I took the sacred music out of the confines of the places of worship, our gurudwaras, they're called, and took them into concerts. So, but you know, like they say, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Exactly.
That helped us a great deal for what we are today after about 20 years, doing the globe.
Mm. Yeah. In 1981, you, migrated to Australia with your wife and your young family to Adelaide. Why Adelaide?
It's a very long story, but the gentleman who inspired me to come to Australia happened to be from Adelaide.
Right.
And I was in England then, and I had a choice between going to Canada and Australia. I was an accountant, my wife, of course, a nurse, very much in demand in either country. But he was the one who said, no, your country is Australia. And somehow, being a tremendous fanatic of cricket, the choice was, I didn't have to toss a coin.
No, Canada would not be a good option for cricket.
Not at all. And I was looking for something, sort of warmer climes rather than the cold in Canada.
Yeah.
And I had no problems in coming to Australia, actually.
Good. And we're glad you're here.
Yes.
And whilst you've been here, you've been awarded Instrumentalist of the Year by the South Australian Music Industry Awards.
Yes.
And your group has twice been nominated World Music Group of the Year, winning it once.
That's right.
Has living in Australia been an influence on your music?
It certainly has. I think, as I explained before, the roots were from Malaysia because Malaysia is a very multicultural country, even now, and it was then even more so. So I had influences from other nationalities like the Malays. They have amazing kind of music. The Chinese, the South Indians, their music is completely different from North India. But it was like a follow-on from that into Australia, where I was open to other influences, for example, like WOMAD. We were just talking about WOMAD earlier. Which meant that I suddenly felt that I had something to offer to the world of music, and this is has been the result of it.
We're talking to Daya Singh, who's appearing at the Mix It Up a series on the 22nd of November. And we're going to continue our chat very shortly. But first, we'll have another track. It's called Dammast.
Dammast, yes.
Is there a story behind this?
Dammast was one of the most favorite melodies of Nusrat.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Which means, it actually literally means, with every breath that I take, intoxicate me with your name.
All right.
That's what Dammast means, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Global Sounds on Joy 94.9.
This is the Australian version.
Must, कलंदर मस्त मस्त
Come on, buddy.
That was Daya Singh with the track Da Must. And we'll be chatting again shortly to Daya Singh. But you've got something for us, Paul.
Yeah, we have a giveaway of two CDs. They're actually limited edition, so they're not available in the shops. It's Jan Jan, who we played at the top of the show, and Daya Singh limited edition compilation CDs. And they're part, as we've mentioned, of the cross-cultural fusion of contemporary Indian sounds. And thanks to Multicultural Arts Victoria and Mollison Communications for the two CDs. If you would like a copy, we can even get it signed by Daya Singh. And we...
Pleasure to do that, yes.
Yeah. All you have to do is ring 96992949, 96992949. You have to be a member or willing to become a member on the spot, and you can have the limited edition Jan Jan and Daya Singh compilation CD.
And continuing with our interview, well, not interview, our chat with Daya Singh, because we don't do interviews.
No, let's have a chat.
Today, Daya, your music has been described as a unique blend of mystical North Indian music and Western folk. Yes. What Western instruments do you incorporate into your act or show?
All right. I think it's. I would much rather speak about the personalities who are involved. For example, right. Chris Finnan.
Yes.
He's one of the Hall of Fame blues guitarists from South Australia. He has had a tremendous impact on what we have been doing. We, in fact, found strains of North Indian classical music and blues, which we have blended together at times. So that's the sort of feedback that we get off each other when we are playing music. The other one is Andrew Clement, who comes from Tamworth. He's a Tamworth guitar champion, and he plays the guitar, the bazooki, the didgeridoo, as well as the violin.
Right.
And also the mandolin, not at the same time. Not at the same time.
that would be a great time.
That would be something, yes. So we have influences like that. And of course, we also have the Greek bouzouki,
yes,
which comes into play, the flute, the Western flute.
So it's really the musicians rather than the instruments that you like to collaborate with.
The musicians must have a certain temperament. They must be able to play by ear.
Yes.
And they must feel the music.
Yeah.
So I've had musicians who have come to me and sort of ripped their hair and said, no, we can't play with you because we don't know where you're going. I said, well,
right,
that's the whole idea. Life is a journey. You don't know where you're going. The end of the journey is you're going to die. So you might as well make the most of the journey. Enjoy the journey. So, and that's what the music is about. It is a spiritual journey on a musical vehicle. That's
and
what really
the,
it is.
Classical, Indian classical music, you don't actually never perform the same thing twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well done, Paul. It's all a lot of improvisation.
Yes.
Yes, that's the mainstay of Indian classical music.
You sing and play the bandoneon. Could you explain to the listener what a bandoneon is?
It's a harmonium.
A harmonium.
Close,
harmonium,
but not quite.
Very close. Very close.
Well, the harmonium.
Harmonium is it's a hand organ.
Right.
Now let's keep this straight, all right? It's a hand organ. the Lutheran churches brought in the foot organ when they came to India.
Yeah.
So the Indians were able to improvise that and turn that into a sort of a hand organ, like an accordion,
right,
virtually like an accordion. So that's what really the harmonium is.
Okay.
Yes.
Together with your daughters dancing on stage,
yes,
can the listener expect in the Daya Singh Group Mix It Up show at the Fairfax Studio on Sunday?
Well, look, it's going to be a whole sort of it's a riot of sound and color. They dance and they as a group. They are called the Singh Sisters. They do a lot of Bollywood and Bhangra dancing as well.
Oh.
So they are doing their own shows as well.
Right.
And so within one number, for example, they'll do a particular dance which has got sort of Aboriginal leanings into it, South Indian classical dance, North Indian classical dance, Western dance, the Punjabi Bhangra, which is all sort of put together so that the audience can actually sort of visualize the music as well. That's part of the Dhammas that you just put on.
Yes.
So at the end of the Dhammas, they actually do a dance. So that's the part they play in the Daya Singh group itself. Otherwise, they are dancers in their own right. And my youngest daughter, Pavan, she is also a vocalist. She started doing her own lyrics in English.
All right.
And she started singing and she's making a name for herself as well.
All right.
Yes.
And of course, beside the musicians I have. The musicians I'll have for this is Andrew is coming down from Tamworth for this particular gig. We have an Afghanistani Muslim tabla player, percussionist with us called Ramin. And Banarsi from Banaras, Varanasi,
okay.
Flautist, bamboo flautist called Vinod, who is actually resident in Melbourne now. So that's going to be the group in at this particular program at the Art Centre. Yes.
That's great.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us tonight on Global Sounds, Daya Singh. And Daya Singh, as we said, will be appearing at the Art Centre in association with Multicultural Arts Victoria, part of the Mix It Up series, Sunday the 22nd of November, 5 p.m. at the Art Centre Fairfax Studio. And there's free public show, public entertainment, from 3 p.m.
From 3 o'clock. Yes.
Well, thanks very much. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Paul and Simon.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure.
This is a podcast edition of Global Sounds on Joy 94.9. In Melbourne, you can tune in on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on 94.9 FM or online at joy.org.au/listen-live. For more information, visit joy.org.au/global-sounds.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.